You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello and welcome along to the SRA podcast. On today's podcast, we are going to be previewing SRA Conference 2017, which will be taking place in Leicester. We're going to be speaking to a variety of different officers within the Student Radio Association and their opinions on what sessions they're looking forward to, information about the different events that are happening, and just generally getting you very excited for conference. So without further ado, let's hear from some of our officers.
Hey, I'm Jonty. I'm chair of the SRA, and I started in studio back many years ago now at Bath, where we had the conference in 2008. And then in 2013, we brought the conference to Leicester. And so I'm super excited to go back again only 4 years later, because it's such an awesome venue. Like, the university is so supportive. It's going to be a great time. The conference is genuinely like one of the most fun sort of radio conferences I've been to, and media conferences, because everybody that goes there, all the students that attend, genuinely want to go there and have a good time. You know, you go to a professional equivalent conference, and yes, it's interesting, but people are there working, and you know, somebody else has paid for them there, and they're not really that bothered. Whereas you get all the students like genuinely excited to be there, and you can really feel that energy. Like, it's a fun place to be. So this year, we've got loads of awesome speakers coming back from commercial, indie, and BBC radio stations, production houses, and just people working in the audio space generally. And we've also had like a record number of entries for the LS Student Radio Awards. They're going to be pretty cool on Thursday. So thankfully, I wasn't involved in the judging of that at all, but it sounds like the judges had a pretty hard time trying to whittle down all the entries. And then, of course, on Wednesday, Demo Factor is back. Chris North is returning to his home station, so who knows what he's got in store for us, but I'm sure that's going to be a fun night. So we've got so many awesome sessions lined up. I think probably the Mr. Jam session is going to be really good. We've got Mo, who won male SRA this year, interviewing Mr. Jam, which is a really cool opportunity. And we also have Stephanie Hurst coming down, which should be lovely because everybody loves Steph. So I guess the whole point of conference really is to bring like-minded people together. And some people who do student radio want to go in and do it for a career, so it's a great place to network and meet your new potential boss. But a lot of people also just do it because it's a fun, cool, like-minded people share ideas, come up with, you know, new content, and just have a few days of fun before exams and dissertation deadlines set in.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hi, my name's Kieran Lewis. I'm the SRA Deputy Marketing Officer. So one of the things I've been working on with Naomi in marketing is our trade fair. So the trade fair is a really great opportunity for students to meet people from across the industry and sort of look more at the smaller companies that perhaps have a bit more trouble getting exposure. So it's really a great opportunity to meet all sorts of people from across the industry. And some of the people we've got going include Radio.co, Radio News Hub, and we also got people from Coalition Talent coming as well. And so there are quite a few different ones, really, as these examples show. So one of the people we've invited to the trade fair, which are doing something really exciting, is Radio.co. So they're currently running a pop-up station in Manchester called MCR Live. And this actually features quite a few people from Student Radio. And what's quite good as well is they offer some interesting services to students. And it's definitely worth looking into for that sort of thing. One of the other people we've got coming as well, as I mentioned just now, was Radio News Hub. And what's really great about them is they offer an alternative to the IRN news that a lot of student stations hold. So they are definitely worth chatting to as well. And one other thing we've got there as well is we've got people from Broadcast Bionics coming down and showing off their amazing kits. And they'll actually be there throughout the conference as well. So you'll probably see them recording some interviews and that sort of thing. So there is going to be a lot going on, and it's something you definitely shouldn't miss. Tracer is happening on the first day of the conference before the first keynote and everything kicks off. So that's happening at 10 to 1pm on the first day, and it will be happening literally just after registration. So you just follow it around and you'll see the trade fair, and just come and have a chat, and I'm sure you'll get some interesting stuff out of it. So I've been to two conferences so far. Last year, I was actually the station manager of the station that was hosting it. And the year before, I went to Exeter as well. So what's really great about conference is so many people are coming together from across UK in student radio. And it's a good time for stations to actually talk to each other and learn stuff from each other as well. And of course, you've got some amazing training sessions happening as well. So the keynote for James O'Brien looks particularly exciting, from my perspective at least. And really, it's just an opportunity to try something new, perhaps dabble in stuff that you've never thought about before. And generally, the best thing is just meeting people that are really passionate about student radio and just getting together and having a good time. So I'm particularly looking forward to the James O'Brien session because he's really had an amazing year in terms of his success on Facebook with video and that sort of thing. And I guess there's not much sort of said about speech radio sometimes, so it's really good having that perspective there. What I'm also looking forward to is like a session which is about sort of YouTube and how that's going to impact radio. So that's going to be really what I'm looking at during the conference.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Scott here, and I'm with Matt Madron, who is the chap behind putting all of this together, the man with the biggest headache in student radio right now, I'd imagine. Matt, how are you feeling with less than a week until conference?
Excited. Less stressed now the lineup's been confirmed. Yep. No, I'm excited. It should be a really good conference. Next Wednesday can't come soon enough.
So we're going to go through the keynote sessions today and tell people a little bit more about them, which we've got planned. So the first keynote session we have at conference is a really awesome one featuring Rhys Hughes and Greg James from Radio 1.
Mm-hmm, indeed, where it begins. Basically talking about all things Radio 1, and we're going to be looking at the basics of radio, so making sure you get the basics of radio right, then you can go from there. It's a really great keynote to kick off conference.
Yeah, and you must be pretty excited because Greg James obviously is a huge name that everybody will know, and Rhys Hughes maybe not a name that everybody will know, but everybody should know, and definitely someone that can impart a lot of wisdom with him being basically the big boss at Radio 1.
No, Greg's obviously the big name. He's probably the biggest name to come out of student radio, certainly in the last 10, 15 years, I would say. And he's always been really helpful at SRA conference. I don't know how many years consecutively it's been a conference. Ever since I started student radio, he's been there. So great to have him back again once again. As you say, Rhys will be able to pass on knowledge and insight about radio in general. He's been there and done that.
Yeah. The second keynote session that will take place on the Wednesday is A Life in Radio with Stephanie Hirsch. Can you tell me a little bit about what that session will be about?
Yeah, sure. So, yes, it's sort of what I said in the tin, really. Stephanie has been there in radio, I suppose. She's from Capital to BBC. She's got experience across the board. And, yeah, she's going to speak about her life in radio and, I suppose, give a few tips on how our members can have a long and successful career, what are like the secrets behind being relevant, I suppose, for such a long time.
Moving on to the first day at conference, which is probably the most busy day at conference, there are four keynote sessions on, the first of which is one that I think I'm personally most excited about, which is Mr. Jam in session with Mo, who was best male at the SRA Awards last year. Can you tell me a little bit about that session? What kind of things do you think Mo's going to be chatting to Mr. Jam about?
I think they'll certainly be talking about new music, won't they? No, it's an exciting one, that one. I have to agree with you. Mr. Jam, Music Broadcaster of the Year, along with the SRA's best
Yeah, I think I'm just going to delve into music radio, like specialist music genre, having a look more, a bit more in detail about it, and then having a look at how Mr. Jike treats it, like from Radio 1 to Extra as well. I think it's going to be an absolutely fascinating conversation.
Yeah, and then another one follows on from that the same day. We've got Christian O'Connell, who, for my money, is my favourite breakfast presenter on radio. He's coming up to talk about himself, basically. He's been on the radio for 19 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, in the description of the programme, it says, expect a State of the Union address which could end his career. So I'm expecting fireworks from him. No, it's going to be great. All about breakfast radio, this one, as you say. He's been in radio for 19 years, Absolute Radio Breakfast, one of the most popular shows out there. So, yeah, he's here to speak to us about the problems, I suppose, of waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning and making sure you stay active and awake for those 4 hours. But no, from the description, especially, I'm extremely looking forward to it.
Yeah, and obviously students that are attending, there's not really many better people to learn how to make great breakfast radio from, is there?
No, absolutely not. Well, I'd say one of the best in the game. There's not many others on his level that you could learn from. So another massive name that we're very glad that's coming to conference.
Yeah, after lunch on the first day, we've got a bit of a different one. SRAcon at the movies.
Yeah, this is a fun one. In discussions for SRAcon, we and people at Global have been discussing how we'd love to have like a keynote with Classic FM. And we've kind of been looking at their social media and how they get like people involved in Classic FM who are probably not in their target audience, and they get thousands of likes and shares on their Facebook page with little videos they do. And one of the reasons for that is Saturday Night at the Movies is the show on Saturday. It gives a bit more of a, I suppose, younger feel, I would say, to Classic FM. So we have Jenny Nelson, who's the executive producer of Classic FM, along with Andrew Collins, who presents Saturday Night at the Movies, coming along to talk about Saturday Night at the Movies as a show, but also the social media strategy which gets people more involved in Classic FM. It's a different one, as you say, but it's probably one of the more exciting ones as well. I think it's going to be really interesting for delegates.
Yeah, and then we finish off Thursday with quite a serious one, but also something really exciting. We have James O'Brien from LBC coming up to talk about radio and politics. And, you know, again, I would say that certainly in the past year, he's been one of the most exciting names to watch on radio. So are you excited as well about having James O'Brien coming up?
I think this is the session. I think there's always one session at conference, I think, one keynote especially, where people are like, right, this is the one. This is the main event, so to speak. I'm going to put my neck on the line and say this is the one. This is the one this year. James O'Brien, he's, as you say, one of the biggest names in UK radio at the moment. He's had such an amazing year with him. And we all know he has opinions on Brexit and other people, and his issue is not, you can't miss it. So yeah, he's here to talk about how students can engage in politics, and also how LBC will hold politicians to account. But it's a big talking point, especially in the past year or so, is how do you get young people engaged in politics? And James is going to be speaking about that, as well as his work at LBC. But yeah, this is the one, I think, that is going to be the one that's remembered from SRAcon this year. So looking forward to it.
Awesome. I am genuinely very excited about that now, especially that you've bigged it up that way. So students are heading down. Make sure you do not miss James O'Brien on Thursday. That will be one not to miss. And then we move on to the Friday. We finish off the keynote sessions with Steve Lamack and John Hillcock from BBC Six Music. The importance of music radio. What can we expect from that one, Matt?
I suppose a little bit similar to the one with Mr. Jam and Mo, but maybe a bit more going a bit back in time, so to speak, with Steve, who's been on the radio for as long as I can remember. Steve is a great talker. He's helped out at conferences and awards before. And just, I suppose, looking at the importance of having genres like the genres that are on BBC Six Music and how important that is as a brand and as a station to listeners today. And he's coming along with John, who's one of his producers on Six Music as well. It should be a really exciting session. I think they're going to be talking in depth about Six Music as well. So a great one to kick off the final day of conference.
Excellent. Well, those are all of the keynote sessions, folks. Not one of them sounds lesser than the other. They're all absolutely fantastic. And Matt, you've done a great job of putting them together. Ask you just to try and sum up into words, how excited are you for SRAcon at Leicester?
So excited. It's going to be actual 3 days, I think. It always is at SRAcon. You can see that people come away from it like so with so much more knowledge, so much more insight into the industry, and people who've worked for so long in the industry can give that. I think it's going to be a brilliant 3 days. We've been at Leicester, De Montfort University before, and it was brilliant, so I'm expecting nothing less again. And I know I speak for myself and the whole team when we say that we're looking forward now that the preparation's now almost all out of the way. We're just itching to get into Leicester and finally put this conference on.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hi, my name's Emma Bradshaw, and I'm the Content Officer at the Student Radio Association. The I Love Student Radio Awards have been running for quite a while now, but we only made a big thing about them in 2013 when we were last at Demon FM, actually. That's when it became a proper ceremony with a sit-down meal. And the point of the awards is to award the unsung heroes of student radio. So the people who wouldn't normally get recognised at the Student Radio Awards in November, or perhaps the people who've done something behind the scenes that maybe the rest of their station don't know about, just the people who put in a lot of effort and hard work this year. I'm looking forward to this year's ceremony more than ever, because it's due to be the biggest one we've had yet. There's a lot of people coming, there's a lot of industry attending, and also there are a few surprises that I've heard about from the presenters this year. A few of the categories we've got this year are outstanding contribution to a student radio station. That's someone in the whole of student radio over any station who has been completely dedicated to the cause this year. There are also two new categories this year that weren't there before. They are Hero of the Moment. So this is for someone who has been particularly great on an event, or maybe for one particular marketing campaign, just one moment in time. And then the other new category we've got this year is Student Radio Team of the Year. So this could be awarded to maybe a music team, a playlist team, a technical team, just a team that have really come on leaps and bounds and made a real difference to a station this year. I think it's really important to showcase people behind the scenes that have done stuff for their station and really need to be rewarded for that. There's so many people like producers, people in marketing, people in tech, who often aren't ever rewarded for their hard work, mostly because when you listen to a student radio station, you're listening to the presenters. You don't necessarily value all the work that's gone on behind the scenes. So the I Love Student Radio Awards are on the Thursday night of conference, which is the second and final night, which means it's kind of the build-up evening out, which makes them really special. At the NASTA conference, they have their awards too, and that's the pinnacle night of their conference. And it's very similar with the I Love Student Radio Awards as well. I'm really looking forward to Mr. Jam keynote. He's being interviewed by Mo, who was our Student Radio Awards Best Male this year. So it's been really interesting to hear what they both have to say about specialist music and student radio and Radio 1 in general. So I'm really looking forward to that one. Another one I'm also really looking forward to is John Jackson and Tim Cocker's session from Virgin Radio. And they're talking about content and how to put it into short links without losing any of the kind of the rich content you've got there and without waffling. So that sounds really interesting and probably quite relevant to student radio as well.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
I'm Will. I'm the events officer for the SRA, and I am really, really excited about this year's conference for a number of reasons. I love conference. It's where it started for me with the SRA. I helped run a conference when it was down in Exeter a couple of years ago. It's how I first got involved. Absolutely loved working with them then. I'm really glad that I've kind of stayed involved, and I'm the events officer this year. I'm really, really pleased that we're taking conference to Leicester. It's a great site. There's been a lot of money pumped into the Leicester site and a lot of money pumped in, you know, to the facilities that we're going to be using this year, and they look amazing, and it is going to be a fantastic conference. I love conference as well. It's a great chance for young talent to meet sort of people within the industry, to advance themselves, to do a bit of networking, because there is so much young talent out there in our, you know, in our organisation with you, the members, and for you guys to be able to meet industry people, get their emails, hopefully get a bit of work experience off them, maybe even get actual jobs off them. That is so fantastic, and I don't think there's a better chance than the 3 days at conference to do that. I'm also excited to see some familiar faces, and most importantly, to put on a fantastic conference at DMU with Demon, and it's a very, very exciting time, and fingers crossed you enjoy conference as much as I'm sure I will. So the university facilities, the university has pumped a lot of money into the renovation of DMU and the site. I had a friend who went to DMU last year while it was all going on. She said it was going to look amazing when it was all finished. And I think we're going to reap the benefits of that. We're the first people to use the new nightclub, which is opening up, which is very, very exciting. Means that, you know, we're going to have a first go at it, and we're also going to have a brand new sparkly space, which is brilliant. The lecture halls, from what I've heard, are brilliant. There's going to be a lot of space. It's going to be very comfy. So when you're, you know, hearing the breakouts and hearing the keynotes, you're going to be hearing really useful advice in a nice comfy environment, which is very important. And finally, they have already started. Well, actually, last week, they already started working on the evening venues to make sure that for Demo Factor, for I Love Student Radio Awards, they are as spectacular and as amazing as can be. And Ollie from Demon was telling me the other day that it's, I think from now on, it's 12-hour days to make sure the venues are ready, which is just amazing. I don't think we've ever had that kind of level of technical support from a venue before, certainly not in my time. And so that is just brilliant, and it is going to look amazing. It's going to hopefully be a room for an amazing show to happen, and fingers crossed you will see the hard work paying off. So Demo Factor. Demo Factor is my favourite part of the conference. It's not only a chance for you to get noticed as a sort of budding presenter if you do send your demo in, but it's also an event which as a whole is, I think, nothing like you've ever seen. Kind of think X Factor, Fame Academy, Britain's Got Talent, rolled into one. More scary, because you don't know when your name's going to be pulled out for your demo to be played. And Chris North can be an extremely scary man. So when your name is pulled out and you just see his face at points, yeah, you might start to regret putting your demo in, but trust me, you really won't. It is an experience, and it is a process that is so worth getting involved in. It's your chance to get your demo heard by people who have real experiences. The judges are presenters, producers, talent managers, people that actually run radio stations, and they're from all walks of radio. You've got commercial experience, you've got BBC experience in there, and a whole spread of different experiences and different tastes. So, you know, just because one judge might hit their buzzer to say, let's stop this now, another judge might let it continue and play out. And it's that experience of having your demo heard and then getting the tips, because I think the big thing is that even if your demo isn't pulled out, if you've submitted one, you can still take the advice that they give someone else, because you might hear something and think, ooh, I didn't like that. And the judges might say, yeah, the reason we didn't like that was because it was your worst link at the start of the demo, for example, whereas your best link should obviously be there. So that could be something to take away. If just because your demo isn't pulled out doesn't mean it's not a fantastic evening, a great event, and you know, even though there's a lot of wine and bits and pieces swilling around, it's still a very good chance and a great place to sort of try out new things and hear how they pay off or don't. And as an event, as I said, it's something that you probably have never seen before in your life if you've not been to a conference before. It is like no other event. Last year, they had a huge ice sculpture, which kind of doubled up as a shot machine thing. And I don't know what Chris is up his sleeve this year, but I have a feeling there's something, and I have a feeling it's going to be big. This is going to be a big year for Demo Factor, I think, and I'm very, very excited about it. Session I'm most looking forward to is James O'Brien. I'm a regular listener of his. He's a man who first, you know, got me into listening to talk radio and basically made me fall in love with it. It's now my go-to station, whether I'm cooking or I'm walking to work. Even if I'm out on a run, I'll stick LBC on and it'll kind of keep me going through it. So, a bit of a politics nerd, but it is a station that I absolutely love, so I'm really, really looking forward to seeing him in the flesh. The other one I'm really looking forward to is Steve Lamacq. I grew up listening to Steve Lamacq. I still chuck Six Music on whenever I can and whenever Steve's on. So hearing him speak will be fantastic. I met him at awards. He is a lovely, lovely guy.
And there you go. That is more than enough excitement to cram into one podcast for you. Hopefully you'll be coming down to conference, and if not, fear not, because we will be making some excellent audio on site to bring you back and tell you a little bit more about conference so that you can go next year. But that's all we have time for on this podcast. I've been Scott Hasty, and this is the SRA podcast. I'll see you in Leicester.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.